Hey, Beauty. Today we will be talking about the different reasons why we get sick. Before we get into the show, if you want to get started with holistic healing God's way, go to herholistichealing.com/free. The link is in the show notes. You can download my free cheat sheet. It's called Hope for Your Health, a simple cheat sheet for getting started with holistic health God's way. So once again, pick up your free cheat sheet, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. So what causes our health issues? When I talk about the root causes of health issues, I like to talk about five different categories. I talk about our spiritual health, mental health, social health, physical health, and I talk about how our environment affects our health. Of course, when we're struggling with health issues, there could be multiple reasons why we are struggling with our health, right? I believe that God called me into this health space because there are so many health gurus out there. But a majority of them leave spiritual health out of it. They leave God out of it. In my opinion, we can't have true, lasting healing without God. We cannot understand the body without God. God was the one that created our bodies. I believe I've mentioned this before on the podcast. There have been times where I've had abdominal pain, for instance, and I just know that it wasn't something that I ate. It's not that I'm anxious. It's not that I'm having any abnormalities in my GI system. There was this one time I just knew that I was dealing with spiritual warfare. So I laid down on the bed because it hurt so much. I turned on worship music. I prayed, and the abdominal pain was gone within about 15 minutes. A lot of our health issues can be due to spiritual warfare. It says in the Bible to be angry and do not sin. Don't give the devil a foothold. Don't be resentful or bitter. Jeremiah 17, starting in verse 7, says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." When I was dealing with my own health issues, I would see this verse in a couple of places. And after a while, I really felt like God telling me that my health issues were due to my lack of trust in Him. When I had my health issues, I did a deep dive into research, into holistic treatments, into integrative treatments, into natural foods, into natural remedies. I had a lot of success. But after a while, I would heal from these health issues. They would come up again. I would try some of the same things. I would try different things. And then it just got to a point where the things that worked before, they weren't working anymore. And when I started seeing this verse, I felt like God saying to me that my health issues keep coming back because I was not trusting him. When we are not trusting in God, when we're stressed out, inflammation just builds up in our bodies and we get sick. Going back to spiritual warfare, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about, I don't know if it was a boy, I think it was a boy being possessed by a demon. And Jesus' disciples asked why they couldn't cast the demon out. And I believe it was Jesus that said that certain demons cannot be cast out without prayer and fasting. Fasting is important when it comes to our spiritual life. You can go back to episode 89, where I talk about prayer and fasting. Our mental health, the thoughts that we have a huge impact on our physical health as well. We can think certain thoughts for so long, or if we have gone through trauma and we haven't been healed from that trauma, our brains become wired in a certain way. That's why it's so important, like the Bible says, to take every thought captive, be transformed by the renewal of our minds. We always need to be having gratitude. We need to be careful about what we consume. Are we watching too much negative things on the news, on social media? The news hardly ever talks about positive things. The news is always talking about things to be afraid of or bad things that are happening in the world, right? Philippians 4, starting in verse 8, says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." I really think that we underestimate the impact that our thoughts can have on our health. We underestimate how much fear and anxiety can affect our health. When it comes to our social health, are we spending time with wise people? Are we spending time with negative people? Are we spending time with people at all? James 5, starting in verse 13, says this: "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." If we're not going to church, how are the elders of the church going to pray over us and anoint us with oil? If we are not spending time with others, who are we going to confess our sins to, so that we can pray for each other, so that we can be healed? In Genesis, God said that it is not good for man to be alone, so he created a woman. God created people to be in community. Of course, when it comes to physical health, we have to talk about food. Are we eating way too much sugar, eating way too much processed food? Are we lacking in a lot of vitamins and minerals that we can get from foods like vegetables? How is our gut health? Are we eating certain herbs, spices, things like that to boost our immune system? Are we moving around at all? I remember when I was pregnant and I had really bad nausea, the only thing that helped was to walk and move my body. I also remember when I was having a skin flare when we had just moved into our new house. It was really hot outside. We were moving all of our things from our moving truck into our new house, and I was sweating so much. But I realized that that night my skin was not itchy, probably because I started moving my body more and I started sweating out some of the toxins. Do you get enough sleep? Do you take a Sabbath? Jesus said that the Sabbath was created for man, not man for this, not man for the Sabbath. What kind of medications are you taking? Do you know the side effects that can occur from those medications? What kind of supplements are you taking? Are you taking too many? Are you taking some that you don't need? Are you taking some that are actually making your symptoms worse because you don't need them? What kind of health practitioners are you seeing? Are you seeing practitioners that have an open mind, practitioners that spend time to do research, practitioners that think outside the box, physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs that listen to you, that take the time to educate you on things? What about the environment that you are surrounded with? What's the air ventilation like? Are you using personal care products that are very toxic to your body? In my book, Discover God's Health Wisdom, Exposing 8 Common Myths That Keep You Sick, I talk about Desiree and Connor. I'll read to you a little bit from the book. Desiree and Connor changed their diets and their health improved. They eventually threw away toxic products with toxins like phthalates, petrochemicals, carcinogens, and hormone disruptors in their home and were surprised to see even more positive changes. Desiree shared the following with me. My headaches went from one or two times a week to once a month or less. My husband started to breathe better. We both kind of lost that constant ickiness in our throats. My husband's allergies massively improved. He stopped going through so many tissues. I think that surprised me because I thought that if I wasn't using something that's chemical and strong enough to kill the bacteria and the germs in my house, I would get sick. That's what they tell us. If you don't kill the bacteria, you're going to get sick. It's going to get in your body and you're going to get sick. I was shocked that the opposite happened. My immune system seemed to function better without being exposed to the toxic chemicals that are supposed to be killing things. As you can see, there are so many reasons why we could be having health issues. So I have a question to ask you. Do you want to feel better from chronic health issues? Do you want to discover God's wisdom and simple habits for healing and wholeness? If you are, I am opening up my Holistic Hope for Health coaching. Instead of adopting the culture's way for health, let's discover God's wisdom for health and implement simple habits into our lives so that we can experience true wellness and wholeness. When we have the necessary wisdom, knowledge, and tools for our bodies, we can eliminate confusion and overwhelm we feel about our health. We will start to feel better and have a renewed sense of hope. My mission is to encourage you to seek God's wisdom first for your health and life so that you can experience true, lasting healing that will allow you to make a greater eternal impact in your home and community. Imagine if, instead of confusion, you had clarity about which foods and holistic treatments work best for your body. Instead of frustration and fatigue, you felt empowered and had renewed energy. Instead of ongoing pain, inflammation, and stress, you felt peace and joy on most days. Instead of discouragement and overwhelm, you felt hopeful about your health. Instead of not knowing where to start with holistic health strategies, you had someone to guide and support you to reach your health goals. Instead of struggling with lack of motivation or lack of consistency, you knew biblical truths to help you succeed. I can help you find clarity for your next steps, learn holistic health strategies, choose the best food for your body, and discover biblical truth for your health and wholeness. If you feel God nudging you to take action, I hope you don't delay on this. Stop wasting time and money on methods that only bring short-term relief and/or protocols that make your health worse. Stop the confusion, discouragement, and overwhelm. Discover God's wisdom and simple habits for your health so that you can experience true lasting healing that will allow you to make a greater eternal impact in your home and community. If you are interested in this coaching with me, this Holistic Hope for Health coaching, go to herholistichealing.com/coaching. The link will be in the show notes. For right now, I am doing free 15-minute discovery calls. So if you have a question that you want to ask me, and you're not even interested in coaching, you can schedule a call with me. If you want to talk with me, if you want to learn something, if you want clarification on something, I want to talk to you. Honestly, I'm doing this because I sit down with so many people that talk about their health issues, or they talk about health issues with their kids, certain things. They always come up in small group, in co-op, wherever it is. And I want to give my input, but I'm not going to give my input unless people ask for it, because that's not my place. But there are so many times where I know that I can help. There are so many simple things that they can do or that they can try, and I want to help. So if you need help with your health, if you have any questions, like I said, and you're not even interested in coaching, you can still schedule a free 15-minute discovery call with me. So if you're interested, once again, go to herholistichealing.com/coaching. I look forward to speaking with you. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that this show can reach more people? And if you want to connect with me, go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you, it's easy and my burden is light.